The dialectic of life and death is explored through the writings of the immortal William Blake via two lectures in rhyme verse, one in the morning by Bernard, a barely published poet of scant scholarship, on the Songs of Innocence, and one in the afternoon by his lover, Ellen, a reputable PhD, on the Songs of Experience, in the Catamounts production of The Happiness That Morning Is at the Derry Center for the Arts in Boulder. For poetry lovers, the drama of intercutting the two lovers defending the conflicting points of view in these masterworks would have been thrilling enough, but in the context of an inappropriate public display of passion the previous afternoon on the campus commons, the lovers' lectures become pleadings for their continued employment at this rural backwater campus, as well as the viability of their relationship and, consummately, for the way we live our lives and order our priorities from moment to moment. In this regional premiere, the playwright Mikkel Maher wows us with his own erudite and clever poesy, as well as an eyebrow-raising story that takes Blake at his word, conjuring up circumstances and a backstory that leaves us breathless. Much as John Donne's Holy Sonnets provided poignant commentary in Margaret Edson's 1999 Pulitzer Prize-winning Wit, Maher infuses these proceedings and the characters themselves with a personification of Blake's sentiments. Bernard chooses to explicate infant joy from Songs of Innocence, not only to exhibit Blake's genius, but to express his own happiness. Infant joy. I have no name. I am but 2 days old. What shall I call thee? I happy am. Joy is my name. Sweet joy befall thee. Pretty joy. Sweet joy but 2 days old. Sweet joy I call thee. Thou dost smile. I sing the while, sweet joy befall thee. Ellen analyzes The Sick Rose from Songs of Experience to inform us of her own physical and spiritual condition. The sick rose. O rose, thou art sick, the invisible worm that flies in the night, in the howling storm has found out thy bed of crimson joy, and his dark secret love dost thy life destroy. As the lecturers and their relationship are driven to the brink by their divergent views and what appears to be their irreconcilable differences, Maher employs the Greek failsafe deus ex machina in the form of their college dean to redefine the issues and challenge his charges to find the answers in Blake's work. Little does the dean realize the radical and comical implications of his pleadings. The final scene will leave you smiling for days. It's as if the dean, as a contemporary stand-in for Il Dottore, a stock character from the old Commedia dell'arte, gets his final comeuppance. The Catamounts regional premiere of Mikkel Maher's There Is a Happiness That Morning Is has one performance remaining on Sunday, March 30th at 7 p.m. at the Derry Center for the Arts in Boulder. For tickets, thecatamounts.org/tickets. For more information on these and other productions, check out my website at coloradodrama.com and my reviews in Variety. For KUVO and KVJZ, this is Bob Bowes.